are still more than 17 months to go before the Czech Republic takes over the helm of the European Union, but feverish preparations are already underway, and they could see the country's top EU diplomat coming home 5 months early. The government says it wants to replace Jan Koholt, Czech ambassador to the EU, before his mandate expires next spring, to give his replacement as much time as possible to settle in before the EU presidency. Rob Cabern joins me now in the studio. So Rob, why has the government decided to make this change?
Well, Rosie, Jan Koholt's term as EU ambassador or permanent representative to the EU to give the post its full official title was due to expire in May, but the government says they want him home by the end of this year to give his successor as much time as possible to prepare the country for its crucial presidency of the European Union. That begins on January the 1st, 2009 and lasts for 6 months.
So that all sounds quite reasonable. What's wrong with that?
Well, the opposition is unhappy with this announcement. A senior member of the Social Democrats, Michal Hašek, said that the centre-right government had failed to give credible reasons for bringing home Mr. Koholt earlier than planned. Mr. Hašek said that Koholt was an excellent diplomat with good contacts, and bringing him home 5 months before his term ended would actually harm the Czech Republic. Perhaps they would say that, though. Mr. Koholt is, of course, a member of the Social Democrats, and it was the Social Democrats who appointed him in the first place.
OK, so it's quite political then. There's a political dimension to it, and his changeover is going to have political repercussions?
Well, the government, of course, they would deny that. The Deputy Prime Minister, Alexandra Vondra, said it was an entirely standard step, but few would claim that politics doesn't play a role here. What's also interesting about the announcement is what it reveals about who's running the country's foreign policy. It was announced by Mr. Vondra, who's Deputy Prime Minister for European Affairs, not by the Foreign Ministry. The Foreign Minister, Mr. Schwarzenberg, who, unlike Mr. Vondra, is not a member of the right-wing Civic Democrats, merely issued a statement saying he would respect the decision taken by his cabinet colleague. So I think it shows it's quite clear who's calling the shots.
And what about Mr. Koholt? What does he have to say about all of this?
He's been very philosophical about it. Change is life, he told the newspaper Lidové noviny, adding that he'd expected the move all along. And one of the country's, he is one of the country's most experienced diplomats. He was even considered very briefly for prime minister. So it's hard to see him encountering too much difficulty finding a new job.
Indeed. All right. And any idea who's going to replace him just yet?
No, only speculation at the moment. According to Lidové noviny, Mr. Vondra's deputy, Jiří Šedivý, a foreign ministry official called Martin Povětšil, and an unnamed former minister are all being considered for the post.
OK, Rob Cameron, thank you very much.